Do you ever feel stuck in corporate America but have a desire to create a life built on purpose? If so, welcome to this eye-opening edition of On the Move with Tanya Morris. Certified registered coach, trainer, and speaker, Tanya Morris has the insight you need to transition from employee to entrepreneur. Pay close attention and Tanya will guide you through the three stages of entrepreneurship: discovery, design, and transition. Her energetic, transparent, and interactive style, combined with well over 25 years of experience within human resources, has helped hundreds transition from employee to successful entrepreneur. And she's ready to help you, too. If you need someone to help you transition from your 9-to-5 job to unapologetically living your truth and walking in your purpose, you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, Tanya Morris.
Are you tired of driving in traffic to an organization that no longer serves you? Welcome to Tanya on the Move. This podcast is geared to help you transition from 9-to-5 to entrepreneurship. It is designed to help you and provide you with tools and resources to help you truly transition. Today, I want to talk about a topic that I know that is dear to many of you. Are you feeling like you are pushed out of your job? Are you being pushed out? Let's think about that. And there are signs to determine and identify when it's time for you to move on. Because typically when you're pushed out, a couple of signs take place. First, are you beginning to get nagged about performance that you are performing on a particular job? You've never had anyone to talk about your performance, but now, nitpicking. Does that sound familiar? What about this micromanaging? You know, when you know how to do your job, but they just won't let you do your job. What about your job, your task being reassigned? Have you faced that? You know, you come to work every day, and now your work has been reassigned to someone. These can be sure tools or identification that you are being pushed out. What about taking projects away from you? You know, it used to be a time you were the go-to person for doing all the projects, but now the projects are being reassigned to someone else. Or, matter of fact, your projects are being reassigned overseas. Does that sound familiar? What about reducing your responsibility? You know, I'm talking about a lot of things that you need to be aware and to know that these may be signs that it's time to move on to the next. And your next may be entrepreneurship. You know, I think about it all the time when I was working in the workforce, and especially in human resource standpoint, I would see managers minimize employees just to get them out. You know, we call it attrition. You know, we don't want to fire you, but we just want to push you out. And then what about another one, that you're no longer getting invited to meetings? Ooh, that one there sounds so familiar. You know, oftentimes you are in leadership, or you may not even be in leadership, but they're having a meeting and they're not including you. They leave you off emails. You know, when you think about all of these different tips and tools, you will find that it's time to leave. And I want you to be aware, that's what this podcast is all about, is knowing when it's time to move on. You know, oftentimes we go to an organization that does not serve us. One of the big pieces, big tips that I've seen is that what you do now is no longer impacts the organization. You really feel like you're just spending your time. You're not utilizing your skills. If any of this sounds like anything that you are facing in your workplace today, you may want to consider transitioning to something that really gives you value, that gives you the life that you crave. You know, I'm the podcaster that talk about moving from 9-to-5 to entrepreneurship, and these are some factors or some tips that I would definitely want you to understand that it is time to move on. And we're going to talk about some other identification that when it's time to move on. And like I stated before, you know, when you're getting pushed out, these are some of the signs that you may want to consider. I just want to recap them. You got a nagging boss, or they are now nitpicking the kind of work that you're doing. It's not good enough anymore. It's called micromanaging. Also, if your work has been reassigned, your duties, what about taking away projects, minimizing the tasks that you do that don't no longer serve you, reducing your responsibility? You know, you go to work, you're very skilled, and now they're taking stuff away from you. You're not getting any invites through emails or even meetings. These are signs that you need to be aware that it's time to do something. And I would encourage you that if that's what you're facing each and every day, it is time to move on. You know, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some other signs that will make you aware that it is time to move on. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hi, this is Tanya Morris on the Move Podcast. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. as we have a real conversation about how you can transition from an employee to entrepreneurship. We are going to be talking about topics such as I want out, strategies to leave your 9-to-5. Are you tolerated and not celebrated? We're also going to talk about how to have the life you crave. And before you say I do to entrepreneurship, you are sure to get some tips and some strategies on how you can transition from employee to entrepreneur. Join me, Tanya Morris, on the Move every Thursday at 7 p.m. We are back, and we are talking about signs to know when they're trying to push you out. If you are just joining, thank you for coming on. And we are talking about how to transition and when it's time to leave, when you know that you're being pushed out. We talked about being some couple of signs that it's time to move on is when you're getting nagged about performance that you've never had any problems with. You're being micromanaged. And your work is being reassigned. You're taking projects away from you. They're reducing your responsibilities. You're not even getting invited to meetings, or you're not even on the emails. A couple more things you want to take in consideration are signs that they're pushing you out. They're talking around you. You know, the subjects become a change. The relationship is not even the same, and there's not any transparency. If you are experiencing any of this here, it may be time for you to move on to something different, you know, and it may be that the entrepreneur may be something that you've been thinking about. Another sign that it's time to move on is when you are experiencing a tremendous amount of stress. Yes, I said it, stress. You know, there is some good stress, but there is also some bad stress. And the bad stress I'm talking about is when you're having headaches, and you just really cannot focus. I mean, your stress comes home with you, and it impacts the people that are important to you. You know, when you have stress, when you drive up in the driveway of the organization or the parking lot of the organization, and you don't want to get out, or you having these migraine headaches day in and day out, that is a sign that it is time for you to move on. You know, oftentimes we endure and we tolerate things that really are not serving us and that are not important to us. So stress is a number one killer. I can't tell you how many times that we allow these signs to come up and we ignore those. But I come today to tell you that the signs that you are experiencing from a health standpoint is a sign that it's time to move on. The next one I would say is that you just want out. You've been thinking about it. And you're trying to figure out, how do I come out of here? You know, you've already been downsized, or you've been upsized, downsized. You've been pushed out. And then you experience a certain amount of stress that no longer serve you. And then now you're at the point where you just simply want out. Does that sound familiar to any of you? I know when I first came out and I thought about what made me come out, I just really was tired of doing the same thing. I wanted to provide a life that I crave for myself. And so if any of this sounds anything like you're experiencing, that they're pushing you out, if you are experiencing any amount of stress that's really impacting your health, number one, you know, stress does impact your health. We've seen many loved ones that we've lost due to unnecessary stress. If you're experiencing headaches, that's a sign of stress. If your health is declining, that's a sign of stress. What about your relationship with the loved ones that you have? You know, oftentimes we come home from a stressful job, and then we take it out on the ones that you shouldn't even take it out on, but we do. And so my question to you, what is it that you want? You know, you see where the job is being downsized or you've been pushed out. Now you got stress that's coming along with it. And the last piece is you just want out. You want to do something different. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to do something different. If that's you, if this anything that I've said today resonate with you, then you may need to transition out. And again, I'm Tanya, and I help professionals transition from 9-to-5 to entrepreneur so they can have the life that they can crave. And if that's you, I ask that you join me on my website. I have information about how you too can transition to the life that you crave.
Well, that's it for this edition of On the Move with Tanya Morris. If you're ready to transition from employee to entrepreneur, why not visit Tanya's website and get started today? Go to transition-enterprises.com. That's transition-enterprises.com.